Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner says he'll do whatever is necessary to prosecute people who party too hard after an Eagles win or any other major event. Police say at least two people were shot during celebrations of the team's NFC Championship win on Sunday, and eight people were injured after being hit by a car at Broad and Spring Garden. Krasner says cameras are everywhere to document the actions of those who break the law.
This is a different world. This is a world where police officers are wearing cameras, body-worn cameras. We have cameras on the street. SEPTA is an amazing system of cameras. And there are so many layers of forensics on top of that. License plate readers, DNA capacity we never had before, firearms investigation capacity we never had before. That we are at a time in criminal justice when it really is more about the facts, and it really is more about certainty.
Krasner is even putting his detectives on loan to the police department to help with crowd control and other big city events. Many of the detectives are former city cops who work for the DA after retiring from the force. A Pennsylvania state trooper on horseback was injured while patrolling during the NFC Championship game on Sunday. WHYY's Corey Sharber has this one.
The trooper was hit by a truck while on horseback around 4 p.m. Sunday in the South Philadelphia Sports Complex. The trooper fell to the ground and suffered a broken leg, but the horse was not injured. The pickup truck driver was arrested for suspicion of a DUI and aggravated assault with a motor vehicle. Following the Eagles' win, Philadelphia police arrested 31 people for various offenses, including a stabbing outside of Lincoln Financial Field and another after a car drove into pedestrians at Broad and Spring Garden. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Mostly clear skies on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 41 degrees in Center City. Overnight, temperatures dropping down to around freezing. Then we warm back up for tomorrow. High is going to be a little warmer than today, 46 degrees, the expected high on hump day. Then back down to about 40 on Thursday.